Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits.
How old are you, Johnny? She asked.
16.
We few, we happy few, we band of brothers.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
A wise old king once said, "Of the making of books, there is no end." How true today. Of the overabundance of writing published each year, what's worth reading? The answer is simple. Read only the best. Come join the discussion on Just the Best Literature.
Hello again, everyone. Thanks for listening in today. Well, on our last program, if you remember, I was discussing about how we're just a few days away from the beginning of the year 2020. And, of course, the political scene in America is going to be really heating up. Of course, we don't know what the final outcome of this all these impeachment hearings are going to be. But, you know, it certainly is going to be very, very interesting. And I also mentioned last time that it seems like there's an awful lot of new ads coming up because it's getting close to 2020. We're going to be subject to these ads now until the election's over, in November of 2020. So we're either going to have to turn our televisions off or just get used to it, I guess. But one of the ads I saw recently was it's a new Democrat. He's not a part of the whole group that has been kind of debating. He's kind of a new guy, and he's running because he says that he can really get control of, let's say, the energy sector of this country, and to be really able to influence what's happening with climate change and global warming. And of course, I've been going through with you the book by Charles Krauthammer called Things That Matter. And it really is an amazing book of essays. And it just shows how versatile he was in his thinking, but how absolutely deep he was in his thinking. But also, these essays, they're really not very long. Some of them are just maybe one page. But he actually dealt with this whole subject of global warming and climate change. And I think he saw some of the real weaknesses of it all the way in 2008. So he has this essay in this book called The Church of Global Warming. And when I saw that ad on television, and then I read this essay, I thought, oh, I just have to cover this on the radio for people because it just really makes a lot of sense. In our last program, I did read quite a bit from the essay, but I thought maybe I'd just go back and read maybe the beginning of the essay again, just to show what a great writer he is. But again, this is pages 178, 179, and 180. And then also towards the end of the program, I began to read an article by Mr. Joel Hilliker in our January 2020 issue of The Trumpet. And his article is The Unseen Consequence of Climate Change. And I'll tell you what, you put these two together and you get a really, really clear picture, and I think a really true picture of what's going on with this whole idea of climate change, and actually how misleading the whole thing is. But I just think Charles Krauthammer is just a very astute writer, very smart writer. He can write where everybody can understand. The very first part of this, the very first paragraph, I might read a couple of paragraphs to you because you might be listening for the first time. And I suggest that if you're listening to this segment of the program, you might want to go back and listen to the previous one as well. But here's what Charles Krauthammer says. He says, "I'm not a global warming believer. I'm not a global warming denier." He's not middle of the road. He's just being very honest. He says, "I'm a global warming agnostic." What he says is, you know, there's a lot of things we don't know about the climate. And, you know, you've got these people that are on opposite sides of the spectrum. And he said, there's still things we don't know. And he says, "I believe instinctively that it can't be very good to pump lots of CO2 into the atmosphere, but is equally convinced that those who presume to know exactly where that leads are talking through their hats." Again, he gives us this honest picture, is saying, look, you know, don't be rattled by what you're hearing. You need to think about it and actually, you know, do some research on your own. He really gets to the whole, let's say, the nut of the matter. And some people want to, you know, take the nut off. And he's saying the whole thing with climate change is based on predictions. And, you know, it's not necessarily based on fact. And he makes a really, really good point of that in his essay. And he's saying a lot of what we hear on climate change is based on speculation. And some of the people that are involved in all of this are really kind of dubious. They really don't even have scientific credentials. He even brings out there are a lot of people that do know this. They know that in some ways it's the radical left, or he even calls them the unscrupulous knowledge class, that they've gotten control of this and they're controlling the strings, and also they're controlling the microphone on who can speak out about it and who can't. So I just really highly recommend that you go back and you read this essay. And it is, again, it's about 2.5 pages. And, you know, it's just really important that you get that, because you're not going to understand Mr. Hilliker's article as well, say, in terms of these programs, unless you see where I was going at the very beginning. But I do want to continue with, you know, Mr. Hilliker's article. And again, the title of it is The Unseen Consequence of Climate Change. If you put the two of these together, you're going to get just a really clear picture, and it's going to help you maybe clear some of your confusion that you may have over this whole idea of climate change, what's really true, what isn't true. Reading them both has really kind of helped me. And for those of you that know, when I write for, you know, The Trumpet or thetrumpet.com, I generally deal with family and social issues and not so much on these other issues. But Mr. Hilliker just has a good knack and a great intellect to be able to handle some of these things. Now, one of the things that he does bring out, I think, in the article really well is he does make a list for you of all the things that are happening, and I'd say within the Earth or on the Earth that seem connected to climate change. And, you know, we have wildfires, we have floods, we have droughts, we have, you know, all these disasters. There's, you know, there's earthquakes. And, you know, people always want to see that all these things are happening due to one thing. And of course, they want to all put it to climate change. One of the things that Mr. Hilliker says on page one, he says, the 2019 California wildfire season included more than 6,000 fires, burning and an estimated 200,000 acres, killing 3 people, and damaging or destroying more than 700 structures. Some of the scorched areas were still recovering from wildfires in 2017 and 2018 that destroyed more than 32,000 buildings and killed 150 people. Energy companies cut electricity to 2.7 million Californians to prevent their lines and equipment from igniting new blazes in the dry, windy conditions. Thousands of evacuees struggled to find shelter. Now, a lot of us, you know, saw details of that on the news, and it really was heart-wrenching to see over those things. But the point that Mr. Hilliker is making here is that people want to blame all of this on climate change. Now, here's a quote he gives. Again, this is on page one of his article. It says, this is what climate change looks like. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, linking to the footage of the fires. And so here's where Krauthammer says, this is where it gets into politics. You know, here's one of these intellectual elites that they want to just tie everything to climate change. She says, the GOP like to mock scientific warnings about climate change as exaggeration, but just look around. It's already starting. We have 10 years to cut carbon emissions in half. If we don't, scenes like this can get much worse. Now, she said that in October 2019. And if you go back and read Charles Krauthammer's essay, I mean, he was warning that these kind of statements were going to be made. We are seeing an uptick or an upsurge of all this. And I think I read this last time, but it's probably worth reading again. This is on page 4 of Mr. Hilliker's article. He says, over the roar and the clatter of such alarmisms, truth can get drowned out. This leads to what truly is a terrible consequence of climate change, one with life and death effects. That's the big problem with this whole idea. And this is what I think Charles Krauthammer was working to get at as well, is that the big terrible consequence of climate change is that it's not really based on truth. And the truth is drowned out. I think I also read this last time, but it's probably not a bad thing to read this again. Mr. Hilliker brings out in his article, again, he does talk about all these disasters, and they are heartbreaking. And you know, a lot of people have been really hurt by it. It's not all tied to climate change. There's another reason why some of these events are happening. And Charles Krauthammer warned that that he was skeptical of what the climate change scientists are saying. He also brought out in his essay the people that are let's say skeptical of the whole thing. The other scientists that are skeptical, they're not given a microphone. You know, in his article, it says they're manipulating the data, these scientists. This is worth reading a second time. I think on the radio it says, a report endorsed by 11,000 scientists sounds unimpeachable. Virtual scientific unanimity. But several skeptics scoured the list of these scientists and found huge numbers with questionable credentials. Students. So here there's students in some of these reports. They're pretending to be scientists, researchers, professors or associate professors in fields that have nothing to do with climate, such as gynecology, ethnomusicology, and food safety. Some had no credentials at all. One signatory was Mickey Mouse, professor at the Mickey Mouse Institute for the Blind. I don't think that's a real institute. And, it just shows, how deceitful people can be, but they want to promote their philosophy as truth. These skeptics, and the skeptics of the climate change scientists, had good cause for their suspicion. This kind of fraud is routine in climate change science. So he goes on to give another example of this. He says, for example, the U.S. government's fourth national climate assessment in November 2018 included a series of charts showing trend lines that presumably prove climate change. But as the actual scientist, Tony Heller, points out, the start date for each of the trends is different. And the thing is you can't have graphs that don't have the same starting points. He says the graphs show heat waves increasing since 1960, Arctic sea ice declining since 1979, U.S. wildfires increasing since 1983, and sea levels rising since 1920. Why? Parameters for each chart were deliberately chosen to ensure the trend line told the right story. So in other words, they picked charts that could prove them right. It's not truth. It just proves their philosophy right. He says, when you want to mislead people with statistics, picking your start date is very important. The National Climate Assessment chose dates that avoid the hotter temperatures prior to 1960, the decreased sea ice prior to 1979, and the far larger number of acres burned by wildfires prior to 1983. Meanwhile, statistics show that sea levels have been rising at a steady slow rate of 2.84 millimeters per year since at least the mid-1800s, and were also rising for thousands of years before that. And so the thing is, we have to see that's what's happening with this whole, let's say, the Church of Global Warming. That's what they're basing the foundation of their beliefs on. And Mr. Hilliker goes on to say, there are certainly actual scientists with actual expertise in climatology who believe that human activity is creating apocalyptic conditions. But before we start dismantling civilization and purging the planet of people, it's worth remembering science's track record on this issue is abysmal. And he said, so there might be scientists with actual expertise in climatology, but, the record on this whole idea of the climate change is abysmal. And so we have to see that. He goes on at the bottom of this page. This is page 5 of the article, by the way. And if I didn't mention it, you can still get this, or not you can still get it. It's not published yet, but you can still read it on thetrumpet.com. And you can actually read it today if you want to log in there and look for it. It says, many people see the dishonesty and the hypocrisy of climate alarmism, but they do not see the real disaster in it. The fact of this error obscures the real lesson we must take from these curses. What Mr. Hilliker brings out that's, let's say, Mr. Krautheimer could not bring out, the real lesson we need to learn about what's going on behind all these natural disasters. And Mr. Hilliker does a great job of labeling them what they are. They're curses. He said, the focus on climate change hides the real issue. If human carbon emissions aren't causing floods in Venice and droughts in Australia, then what is? And now he goes on to say, he said, to be sure, human activity does directly cause some nature-related problems. Burning fossil fuels does release pollutants like sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide into the environment. Though the U.S. has cut sulfur dioxide emissions by 91% and nitrogen oxide emissions by 60% since 1970. Of course, you know, these two chemicals can create acid rain. And I know even as a boy growing up, we saw the effects of some of these things. I lived in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and we were a steel mill town, and we'd wake up with, you know, red dust on our cars every morning. So that's not good for you. It's not good for your lungs. But Mr. Hilliker goes on to say, these things are not good, and of course we do need to be careful of them. He said, but there is yet another far more germane factor to consider regarding the cause of disasters, and he says, it is spiritual. And not many people today would even consider that. In fact, they'd probably laugh at it. But why are there so many natural disasters, you know, on this earth? There is a reason for it. There's a cause for every effect. But the causes that the climate change people are pointing fingers at, well, it's like capitalism. I mean, they really are saying capitalism is the cause of climate change. And that's not the cause. Here's what Mr. Hilliker says, and this is what we really need to pay attention to. It says, the creator of the earth has power over the weather. If you get to the article, he gives a list of scriptures that you can look at and study. And you should, like I said, get this article and study it. And he uses it to accomplish very specific purposes. The book, the Bible, is the book of Israel. And it gives us the history of, certainly of ancient Israel, but it also gives us prophecies concerning modern Israel. And what so many people in this world do not understand is the 10 lost tribes of Israel still exist today. You know, they were not destroyed. And the Bible is fairly clear that they were moved by Assyria into other countries. And they actually traveled with Assyria up into northwestern Europe. And, many of the countries in Europe, are part of those lost tribes. And then the United States is the lost tribe of Manasseh, and Britain is the tribe of Ephraim. Now, people would just laugh you off the planet at saying that, but it's the truth. And the point is, you know, if you look at those initial five books of the Bible, it's called the Pentateuch. If you look at some of the scriptures there, I mean, God does say very clearly, if you walk in my statutes and you keep my commandments and do them, he says, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. That's taken from the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. There is this great God out there that controls the weather. He can control the disasters. He could stop a hurricane. You know, he can stop an earthquake, or he can, you know, initiate an earthquake. And we have to realize that. If you also look in that same book, you'll find there is this contrast. He said, but if you don't hearken to me and you will not do all these commandments, I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And so to me, that's talking about climate change. And essentially, you know, to all the listeners out there, why are these things happening? Well, we're a degenerate, immoral society. We don't know who we are. I mean, a lot of people don't know that we're Israel, and they don't know that we've had this an incredible history with God. And, you know, why have the United States and Britain, you know, why have they, well, owned and maybe ruled over a quarter of the earth? Well, it's because of the blessings from Abraham. And God told us, you know, if you want to keep them, obey me. You know, if you don't obey me, well, you're going to be cursed. If we look at what's happening in this country, I mean, it really is pretty serious, even what's happening governmentally. And we know people are lying. And, you know, Mr. Stephen Fleury covers that quite a bit and covers it very detailed and very thoroughly, you know, with the Trumpet Daily Radio Show. On page 7 of Mr. Hilliker's article. Now, I'm just giving you highlights from this article. You really need to read and study the whole thing. And again, along with even Charles Krauthammer's essay. It says, when you understand that natural disasters represent our Creator reaching out to us to try and correct us and guide us back into relationship with Him, the real tragedy of climate change becomes clear. Rather than seeing God and accepting His correction, they are being moved to anger, stirred to protest and revolt and castigate their leaders. They are throwing their emotional support behind misguided leftist causes and being overtaken by passionate, self-righteous indignation that is weakening and fraying society. Like I said, Charles Krauthammer, he was such an intelligent man. And of course, I think we've said before that he did die in 2018. But he can't understand everything the way we can. And certainly, Mr. Hilliker shows the meat of the problem. Charles Krauthammer, is one of his ideas was to build nuclear power. Those of us that write for the Trumpet in the Philadelphia Church say, if you want to fix the environment, stop sinning. It's that easy. And of course, you know, who's going to listen to us? There is a great booklet that you can, you know, read. And of course, Mr. Hilliker does talk about this at the end of his article. And I'll just talk to you, you know, about this in a minute. He says, this entire trend is covered with the fingerprints of the father of liars who hates human beings and was a murderer from the beginning. And he quotes John 8:44 there. And you know, people do not believe that a devil exists today, but there is this prince of the power of the air, and he is the spirit that works in the children of disobedience. That's from Ephesians 2:2. Talking about Satan the devil, he says, this evil dragon deceives the whole world, and few issues demonstrate this heartbreaking reality as plainly as this issue of climate change. You know, Charles Krauthammer brought up a problem. He had his solutions, but here's the real solution. If we want to solve the problems of climate change, and we can all be thankful that Jesus Christ is going to return soon, and that we are going to fix the problems with climate change. But it's going to be done through obedience to God and His government. Now, Mr. Hilliker does offer the booklet, Why Natural Disasters. You need to read chapter 3 especially, because that is it does talk about the deadly climate change deception. Hopefully now, that you have, you know, you have two essays to read, you know, on this whole idea of climate change. And of course, Charles Krauthammer's was great because it dealt with the Church of Global Warming, and it is like a religion out there. And yet then Mr. Hilliker now actually can give you, you know, the real facts, the real story, the real truth on how we're going to solve these climate change problems. But also he gives you the real basis for who's motivating, you know, all the furor over it. Well, that's all we have for today's program. Next time, we'll delve into another essay by Charles Krauthammer with a live guest. Now, we are well into our series on A Tribute to Charles Krauthammer, and we are reading selected portions of his book of essays titled Things That Matter. Now, you can buy this book at Amazon.com. You can find a used copy of the book at abebooks.com. And, of course, you can also check your local library. Please write me any comments you may have to JBL at PCUG.org. You can follow JBL on Twitter at JBLiterature1. You can also follow JBL on Facebook. Simply search for Just the Best Literature. So until next time, keep reading.
You've been listening to Just the Best Literature on Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG, streaming online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.